I'm Cindy Talley for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club. It's an online, on-air community of readers exploring themes of common interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. We're beginning the final selection in the 2016 Spring Read, A Sense of Place. We're exploring growing up near the region's largest city, Amarillo, with Gail Caldwell's book, A Strong West Wind. Today's book bite comes to us from Alex Hunt, professor of English at West Texas A&M University in Canyon, Texas. Having published extensively on topics related to the American West and the Southwest, Dr. Hunt believes the fact he moved often during his growing up years gives him a critical edge when thinking about a sense of place, and particularly as it's portrayed in literature. Here's Dr. Hunt.
Author Gail Caldwell grew up in the Texas Panhandle, yet lived her adult life in cities in the East. I'm Alex Hunt, book discussion leader for the Radio Readers Book Club. Having grown up all over the West myself, I've been thinking a lot about the influence of place on who we become and whether or not that influence ever wanes. I moved to Canyon in the Texas Panhandle in 2002, so I've had some time to experience and think about the influence of place on one's life. In A Strong West Wind, an account of a Texas High Plains girlhood, Gail Caldwell writes, "How do we become who we are? The question belongs not just to genes or geography or the idea of destiny, but to the entire symphony of culture and its magisterial march, to anyone's dreams of being someplace, anyplace else. I was a girl whose father had taken such pride in her all her life, even when it was masked as rage, that he had lit a fire in me that would stay warm forever. I was the daughter of a woman who, on a farm in East Texas in the 1920s, had crept away from her five younger siblings so that she could sit on a hillside and read, a mother whose subterranean wish, long unrevealed, was that I might become who she could not. Each of us has these cloisters where the old, discarded dreams are stored, innocuous as toys in the attic. The real beauty of the question, how do we become who we are, is that by the time we are old enough to ask it, to understand its infinite breadth, it is too late to do much about it. That is not the sorrow of hindsight, but its music. That is what grants us a bearable past." In this opening passage, Gail Caldwell sets forth the primary question of her memoir. While it is not just genes and geography, Caldwell leaves no doubt that she was permanently shaped by the landscape and culture of the Texas Panhandle. Sense of place is with her even as she moves on to Austin and later the East Coast, where, she says, she faced adversity like a tornado knocking on the side door before it levels the land. "As a young writer," she says, "I had discovered an edifice within that was stronger and safer than anything I had ever imagined. My own little storm cellar, born in and formed by that panhandle wind, stocked with calm and crystalline desire." Even as she describes an ambivalent and sometimes adversarial feeling for her Texas Plains roots, she leaves no doubt that the place shaped her and made her tough. I'm Alex Hunt for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club. I hope you'll join us under the features page at hppr.org.
Swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.